Who among us remembers back in 1990 being glued to the TV watching the news briefings by General Norman Schwarzkopf? Iraq had invaded the tiny country of Kuwait, and the U.S. and our allies responded by driving them back to Baghdad. It was a war like no other. It was like a made-for-TV movie. We sat and watched as smart bombs destroyed their targets, all from the comfort of our living room. The war took less time to fight than it did to get the troops over there. But this is not the general to whom I alluded to in the beginning. And the Gulf War was not the war. A century before, and a few thousand miles to the southwest, there was another war and another general. But the media of the day was just as in tune with the events, and the country was just as concerned. You see, the general and his troops were completely surrounded. They were cut off from supply routes, and they were waiting for reinforcements to break the siege. 217 days had passed before Mafeking was relieved. Where in the heck is Mafeking, you ask? And what is this war I'm talking about? And who is this general? Why do we care? Who, what, when, and why? All the things we need for a good story. Mafeking was a small town in Rhodesia, out in the bush country, only accessed by remote rail line. It was the Boer Wars, and the general, just a colonel at the time, had been surrounded by an overwhelming force for 217 days. The eyes of England read the papers every day for news of their plight. It was taking so long for reinforcements to come. Could the troops hold out? Would help arrive in time? It is in these times of intense pressure, when we are being squeezed from all directions, that God refines us, purifies us. You think I need that? And shapes us into a useful and valuable tool. Reinforcements did arrive, and the colonel was hailed the hero of Mafeking. He returned home to England after a long career and received the accolades of a grateful nation and was promoted to Major General. On returning to England, our general found so great was his notoriety that boys all over the nation were reading his book, Aids to Scouting, and playing soldier. This began to disturb the general, for he knew of the real horrors of war and sought a better way for the world to solve its differences. This set into motion a worldwide movement we celebrate today. For so great was his concern for these boys that the second half of his life would be fully devoted to them. So have you figured out who our general is? This obscure English general, hero of a war our own history books barely mention from a distant time, has had more positive influence upon the youth of the world of anyone in history, with the exception of Jesus Christ. He is General Lord Robert Stevenson Smythe Baden-Powell, the founder of the worldwide scouting movement. Rarely do any of us realize the long-term implications of our actions. Baden-Powell, or BP as he would become known as, set out to rewrite his Aids to Scouting in a form that could be used by the various youth organizations around England to help in the training of boys. Within a couple of years, the Boy Scouts were born. As the Boy Scout movement took hold, it developed a life of its own. It became BP's vision that scouting would so transform the youth of the world that wars would be no more.